Last week, about 50 members of Occupy USF protested tuition hikes in front of Judy Genshaf's office. Today, Kevin Banks, Assistant Vice President and Dean for Students, joined a panel of top members of student government and listening to the group's demands this week.
You know, when we first met with them, it was a little more igniting. And so some of the language that they were using in terms of the 1% and the nine versus the 99%, And again, I know some of that was for show and rallying and everything, but it's refreshing to hear how they really want to work towards solutions and be about change that's going to affect the students positively. We were anticipating more students to be here, but, you know, it is what it is, and it is getting to crunch time, and we understand that. So, you know, we'll take whoever comes and we'll work with them.
Fine arts major and SDS member Trevor LeBlanc said the group approached the panel with four demands.
Basically, our first demand was a freeze in tuition hikes for fall 2012. The second was to have a quorum of two-thirds of students present on campus when the administrators and board of trustees make major financial decisions that regard the students. The third was to include a union neutrality clause and card check clause in the contract that the university is negotiating with food service vendors. And the fourth was to try to incorporate 20% fairly grown local food in the food on campus by 2020.
His fellow SDS member Danny Lupo read those demands to the panel and asked that the administration make a shared sacrifice to mitigate the proposed 15% tuition hike.
These tuition increases will have a catastrophic effect on the diversity, including first-generation students, Black students, Hispanic students, and working-class students mostly. Our demand is to put pressure on the state government to fund education by not pledging not to raise tuition. We need to cut overhead and trim the fat, and by asking administrators on campus to make a shared sacrifice with the faculty, staff, and students who have been sacrificing for years.
Student Government Senate President Khalid Hassouna suggested that without the hikes, other members of the university community could suffer more.
We say that's great, but all you're doing is raising tuition on students and robbing that money right back from us and putting it in roads, highways, or in the federal or the state legislators' budget. So it doesn't make sense. But at the same time, you can't come out and say, well, we don't like the tuition increase, therefore we don't want to raise tuition. Because while we all share that idea and that sentiment, and trust me, if it was up to us, there would not be a tuition increase. And I doubt that the administrators in the room would be pushing for a tuition increase. The problem is, without the tuition increase, what do you want to do with the university? Do you want to shut classrooms down? Do you want to fire faculty? Do you want to raise the faculty-to-student ratio? I mean, we're already poorly rated on all of those statistics. Do we want the integrity of the university and of your education to suffer?
Last week, Florida's Board of Governors approved new higher so-called market rates for some graduate programs that were requested by USF and four other state universities. Complicating those tuition increases, SDS member LeBlanc pointed out that USF President Judy Genshaf's salary is an example of imbalanced cost-cutting.
Why, if we're on the tail end of tuition prices, we have one of the highest paid presidents?
The Senate President Hassouna and other members of the panel agreed to join students in bringing these concerns to Tallahassee, where they say the state budget for education is playing the largest role in this controversy.
I think they have very reasonable demands, very interesting. I think the first two, which related to tuition and how they wanted to be included in the process, are very reasonable and should be expected. I'm excited that students are actively getting involved. As I said earlier, it's 3.5 years that I've been here. This has been the most active student body that I've seen yet. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, the fruits of their labor come to be.
SDS's LeBlanc believes that the university administration is genuine in their proposal to join bus tours up north to ask Governor Rick Scott to prioritize the education system.
We're going to take it to the state legislature, and we're going to tell Rick Scott that, you know, this is ridiculous. He's hurting the future of the state by harming education like this, because one of our core beliefs is that education should be accessible to everyone, no matter what kind of background you're from. And, you know, with these kind of actions happening, that's becoming more and more out of reach for a lot of people.
Hassouna has invited SDS to meet with student government on November 29th, where they can take academic and budget concerns directly to the provost. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.